Welcome to Conrad's Corner. From time to time, I do interviews with local poets. My guest today is Janiel Ravindal. Hi, Janiel.
Hi, Conrad.
And you are from?
I'm from Yellow Springs.
You're right here in Yellow Springs. And you call yourself a poet?
More and more as I get older, I do.
And how old were you when you started writing poetry?
I was pretty young. I think I borrowed a verse of my mother's and took it to school, and the teacher was so pleased that I decided I was a poet, too.
Do you remember that verse?
No. I wish I did. That would be fun.
Okay. And we belong to a group of people who get together and read poetry, and we pick different subjects from time to time. My memory is that we'll pick a subject 1 week, and 2 weeks later you'll have two or three poems on that subject.
That's right. I like to do that. I like to have an assignment.
Technically, that's called occasional verse.
My mother wrote a lot of occasional verse, and I have a favorite that I'll share that was written on the occasion of our adopting our third child, whose name was Helen Louise. So the poem is called Helen Louise. And it was we used it as the adoption announcement. It was grafted to our family tree, a branch of brown mahogany. Thus nature, by some kind decree, adds beauty, strength, variety.
That's lovely. And we decided we're going to read some poems written for various occasions. We do meet here at WISO from time to time, and you have some poems about radio.
Well, yes, you gave me this assignment, so I wrote a couple about radio. This one's called Priority. Take my Facebook and my cell phone, subtract coffee, salt, red meat, nix all TV, movies, opera, forbid chocolate, all sweets. Remove carnivals and picnics, take my gems, my garden hoe, lift my heirloom lace, my iPod. But leave me my radio. Leave my kitchen counter Sony. Leave bedside clock radio. Leave the one in car and leave them tuned to WYSO.
And you even managed to rhyme radio with WYSO. Then I think you have another radio poem as well.
This one is remembering radio when I was young. Prime time then and now. No boom box then, or handheld gadget with a battery. A handsome piece of parlor furniture, clothed elegant in wood veneer, stood in the corner by our fireplace. As is true now, its news was then of war. But after school each day, with milk and cookies in my lap, I curled nearby that radio, while Inner Sanctum followed the Lone Ranger's Hi-Ho Silver.
Yeah, Hi-Ho Silver, away!
As faithful Tonto came. Today, with the same frequency and like devotion to a humbler instrument plugged in beside our stove, I rise when rooster crows or take excursions to a dear green place. I wander with Bill Felker in each season, but measure myself most by Conrad and old Garrison, who punctuate my days with poetry.
We do indeed enjoy being here on WISO from time to time. And that sounds like a commercial for the fundraiser next year. And what other occasions have you written about?
Well, lots, because I've lived in communities where I could write even songs or, you know, write poems to melodies for the whole community to sing. Here's one that was written as a thank you. We had some dear friends who had a geodesic dome that they used as a guest house. So this is about that. Anyway, they had a wonderful garden. So this is called Garden Variety Thank You Poem. For housing us in this small dome, for knowing how to make it home, for daily treats like toilet seats and beets. For weavings, paintings, pots and flowers, walls, windows, doors and floors and showers. For working, thinking long and hard and charred. For horseshoes and a choice of swing. For maps and snacks and everything, including a whole lake to wet us and let us. For fields and rocks and evening walks. For Scrabble hearts and cozy talks. For time to play, to dream, to doze, and tomatoes. For histories and mysteries in books and paths and apple trees. For knowing what a stone wall means and beans. For solitude and latitude, we feel tremendous gratitude. For joys from Alpha to Omega and rutabaga.
I think the essence of poetry is pattern, and I like the pattern there. You have three longer lines and then a short line of a vegetable that rhymes. So that's very nice. And then you have one other poem about, is it about a nun?
It's about a nun who worked at Pendle Hill as a teacher, where we worked for 16 years. And the occasion of this poem was her, it wasn't actually a firing, but they were cutting down on staff, and she was one of the ones that had to go. And I was so angry, and I wrote this poem. It's called Firing Sister Nancy. She was from the Order of St. Francis. This is a woman tall enough, strong enough, clear enough, to be matter of fact about her marriage contract with God. This is a woman to whom certain ecological disaster or any other bad news means only more prayer and more work. A woman who refuses to allow herself even a hair's breadth erosion of hope. This is a woman who can hardly be imagined except laughing with her arms outstretched, who for 5 years served devotedly, questioned persistently, and ministered to extravagantly a group called Quakers who declined even to call her sister. This is a substantial woman, essentially composed of elements which cannot be downsized.
And you say that with conviction. And you write with great variety about these different occasions. I know you write other kinds of poems as well. And you've been writing well from childhood into, no, not quite old age.
But oh, come on.
We're getting there. Anyway, thank you very much, Janeel.
Thank you, Conrad.
Janeel Ravindal.